The ordinance would allow Coalaska Incorporated, doing business as QAP, to purchase the development rights on 213 acres of agricultural rights-only land the company purchased from the Matanuska-Susitna Borough in 2010. Coalaska Inc. wants to extract gravel from the land, but the agricultural rights stand in the way of that plan. The ordinance came up for a public hearing Tuesday, September 16th, at the Matsu Borough Assembly meeting. Assemblyman Matthew Beck, who opposes Coalaska's application, says several people spoke against the move at the meeting.
The agriculture land is so limited. We have a lot of land in the Matsu Borough. We're huge, and there's lots of other areas where this could be done where they wouldn't need to use valuable agriculture land. Someone argued that the land isn't currently being farmed and hasn't been farmed for a while, but it's evidence when you look at it that it has been farmed in the past. There are windbreaks that are built into the land, and so the potential is there for it still to be farmed. And the concern of a lot of people that came and testified was, once you turn it into a gravel pit, it'd never be farmed again.
Beck says if the ordinance is approved,
yeah, it opens the floodgates. There's people in line that have bought property on the same gamble that they might be able to do away with those restrictions. And I don't want to start that precedent.
Glenda Smith with the borough's land use office says borough code uses soil quality to determine if land is classified for agricultural use. If the soil qualifies, the land in question is slated for farming, unless there is a compelling health or safety issue pending. Smith says Coalaska knew the land it bought was classed as agricultural. Borough staff, as well as borough mayor Larry DeVilbiss, have come out against Coalaska's gravel plan. DeVilbiss says he's put the assembly on notice that he'll veto the ordinance should it pass. But Assemblyman Vern Halter urged the panel to take another look.
I didn't invite the Farm Bureau to come up and take a look at that piece of property. It hasn't really technically been farmed or agged for many, many years. It's not a farm right now. And basically, those windrows are growing up, but there's, you know, fast willows and birch grow. That's pretty much the condition of it is right now. Just on first sight, don't make such bold judgments, I'd suggest to you. And go look at it.
Halter says he'll decide on the issue after he hears the rest of the public comments. Tuesday night's public hearing was continued, however, until the November 19th meeting at the request of the applicant. The public will be able to weigh in on the ordinance again at that time. QAP did not return calls for comment on this story. I'm Ellen Lockyer.